No mini brownie bars this
time? Last week, you had a whole box of them.
Sunday morning. Show you up today? You should know it's 28.
Put green on. Put green.
To make a few more copies of the Ketzais. Some of you hopefully have copies. And you can see three of the sheets are here on the page, except for the Rambam, which we'll probably get to tomorrow. Okay, we're going to learn Taisis Techazu. And to be Magdim, the whole Sugi of Mepiyam and Lender Piksavam turns on a stira of two Sugis and Shas. And all the four sheets turn on on this Tira, which at the end of the day is the one Gemara, it's Mashma, Ashtar has Kayach. One Gemara is Mashma, Ashtar has no Kayach, and Mibinehem, how you resolve it is turns out to be the four Shitas that we have. One Sugya is Yivam Islam and Aleph, our Gemara. Our Gemara was short, straight to the point. The Gemara said, you have a Shtar Raya, who are you going to give it to? The Gemara said, you can't give it to him, you can't give it to her. If you give it to her, she might be Kaibishit if she's Mizrana. If you give it to him, he's going to be Mechapa Basachai. So the Gemara says, give it to the Eidim. So the Gemara said, a short thing. If they remember the Eidus, they could come and say Eidus. Then the Gemara said, Eloi, if the Eidim don't remember, then the paper is not an Eidus. The Eidus they're going to see in the paper, it comes to say Eidus. From a paper, there's no Eidus. This haste, Yivam Islam and Aleph is saying, a shtar, we're talking about a shtar out here. A shtar raya is not, does not help to create eidus. You need mipihem. You need live witnesses in Beis Din. If there are no live witnesses in Beis Din, then there's no tayelus in a shtar. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara seems to say very strongly, there's zero tayelus in the shtar. It can only make problems. It'll make a problem. They'll see it. They'll say this based on what they see. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. So you have here that a shtar is not good with makan eidus. Gemara number two is Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Ches, which Tosis brings. And there it says, Mamish the opposite. There it's talking that there's a shtar, and it was burnt. There was a regular shtar, shtar raya, and it got burnt. And two Eidim come into Beis Din, and they say, this is what it said in the shtar. These Eidim don't remember the Maisa. They were never there at the original Maisa. They say this is what it said in the Shtar, and bang, Beis Din mekabel it, they write a new Shtar, and if they write a new Shtar, obviously they get a paskin on the Shtar. So in Bava Kama it says that even strangers who see a Shtar, and the Shtar is burnt, can walk into Beis Din, say what they saw in the Shtar, and create Eidus, a proof that it, that, this, that what said in the Shtar happened. And our Gemara, it says that even the Eidim themselves who see a shtar can't use the shtar to say Haggadah Seidus. So this is the kasha that Tosfos and all the Rishonim struggle with. You have a Gemara there that says a shtar is great, even if you just saw it and it got burnt, is good. And you have a Gemara here that says a shtar is bad, a shtar is not something that could be made useful, it can only make problems. They're going to see it, remember, and that's no good. So this is theorem, the PM line Piksavam, which the Rishonim are troubled with. I think you all realize the Rambam Shita, that there's no such thing as a Shtar in our Torah. The Mefarshei HaRambam say the Makar is Yivam Mistach Lamed Aleph. Because here it says a Shtar is nothing. A Shtar is no good. A Shtar is good with Rambam. We're going to have to figure that out. But we're going to leave the Rambam Shita for last. The Tzais has it last. We'll leave it for last. We'll start with Tosfos. Now, in the sheet, the Tzais, that you have, there are four sheetas. There's Rashi in the Baal Amar. Baal Amar is here. We're going to look at it. We'll get to that after Tosfos. Sheinis u'shitas haRamban. That sheetas haRamban is also the first sheet in our Tosfos. It's the same as the first sheet in our Tosfos. We're going to learn it in a minute. And Shlishis u'shitas Tosfos b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. So the second and third shita are in this Tosfos. The Ramban shita is the same as the Re, which is the beginning of Tosfos. And Rabbeinu Tam is the second part of Tosfos. It's also in Tosfos Ksubis, Daf Chaf. But here, we're going to learn it obviously here, where we're learning, and we're going to try to understand each of the shitas. We'll see how far we'll get. Hopefully we'll get through the different shitas that are here listed. Start with Tosfos. Koshaluri. The Bahagoizul Kama Gabe has Sirish the Rus of Shalchaveroi. And the sugya of someone who burns someone else's shtar, the Gemara there is talking about garmi. If you have to pay, if you destroy someone's shtar. But parach, tachtavara of the Gemara there asks, idi ikasadi diyadi, if there are edim who know what it said in the shtar, lichtivu lei shtara achrina, let them just write a new shtar. As I stay there in Bava Kama. If they saw the shtar, let them just write the shtar. Amai, Fertisis Akasha, Ha'amahachan, Mepiyam Alay Mepik Savam. Here it says, Mepiyam Alay Mepik Savam, that you can't just write a new shtar. It's not shver, it's a steer of the Gemara in Bava Kama, and the Gemara here in Yavam is Fertisis Akasha. Oimeri. So the first pshat is the Riz pshat. As I said, the Ramban's pshat pretty much. The Hachinan. It depends what the Edim say. Im hayu mi'idim shekach ra'u bishtar. If they're saying, this is what we saw in the shtar, shapa hava avdi, it would be good. Da'arei'en ki'ilu mi'idim re'inu edish in iskablo bebez. It's as if they're coming and saying edis. We saw Edim that were Mekubal and Bezdin. The Edim Achsumen HaShtar Nasa Kamishnech Kareidusim BeBezdin. Because when you say you saw it in the Shtar, it means you saw Edim that were Nechkaru BeBezdin. Aval, but when is it no good? Cheshinah were afraid. Shema Lo Yidu Shekach Ra'u B'Shtar. They're not going to say, we saw this in the Shtar. Ela, Shema Yidu Ala Maisa Asma Ki'ilu Hein Zeichrin. They mean in Zeichrin. They're going to say Edis. As if they remember. They don't remember. Allah peaks out. So therefore, Zabdari, it depends what they're saying. It depends the words they say. If they say the words, we saw it in the shtar, then it's good. If they say the words, we remember the ma'isa, then it's no good. It's a sheker. They don't remember the ma'isa. So this is the Riz Shita. If they remember, then it's good. Agamar is afraid that they won't remember. They'll look at the shtar and they'll say Edis based on what they saw on the piece of paper. Based on what they saw, that's what they're going to say Edis. So that's not good enough. What happens if it reminds them of the Maisa? So Taisa says, Chayin Hoda Amin and Parabasic Suvis. Kaisav Amedim Medusay al Ashtar Umeir Aleh, Afila Acher Kamashanim. That it says a person can say Edis in a shtar and remind himself after many years. It has to be that you remember it. It's not that he saw it written in the shtar. He's saying on the ma'aseh itself. So Tosis is saying that if you say edus or something you saw in the shtar, that's good. Now it needs some hesber, the shita. Shita sounds good at face value. Sounds good. Edim have to tell the truth. If Edim walk in and they say, Reuven lent money to Shimon, they don't remember it, that's no good. You can't say Reuven lent Shimon unless you remember Reuven lent Shimon. If you walk into Bezdin and you say, we wrote a shtar that says Reuven lent Shimon money, that's fine. You're saying the truth. You're saying that you wrote a shtar. Could be the shtar is there, could be the shtar is burnt. But that Edis is an emissary Edis, and therefore, such edus is acceptable. So it sounds at first glance like it's a sort of a play on words. You have to just phrase it the right way. You're saying the same thing. You're saying, I saw Reuven and Shimon. You're saying, I saw a shtar Reuven and Shimon. At the end of the day, it's the same. It's a difference what Bezdin's going to do, right? If you say you saw a shtar, Bezdin will be Mekayim the shtar. If you you say you saw it, so Bezdin's going to ignore the shtar. They'll talk about you. But at the end of the day, it's pretty much the same thing. Now, Agav, we learned to finish in Chesis. Let's say, I'm at a Din Torah, I'm having Shemush in Chesham Mishpat, I go watch a Din Torah. So I sit there and I watch the whole Din Torah, and Din Torah is over and everyone goes home. A year later, they're still fighting. And they want to be Gaiva the Edis again. And they just died. Between then and today, they died. Can I walk into Bezdin and say, I saw the Edis said Edis? I said such Edis. I'm not saying, I don't know a thing. I don't know if Reuven lent money to Shimon or not. I want to walk into Bezin and say, I was sitting in Bezin, and I saw this man, he's dead, but I saw him say Eidus. So if there are any pikpukim, the Bezin didn't write a Shtar Bezin, whatever happened, I come in and I say, I saw Eidim say Eidus. Is that good? Sorry, we could clarify.
Can you say what they said?
I say exactly what they said word for word. Is that good? No, what does Taisa say? Taisa says they say this on a shtar because shtar is kemisha nechra edus of b'nezni. So I'm saying edus that these witnesses who are nechra edus of b'nezni said edus. Taisa says that's good. Comes out from this Taisa's a double chiddush. I could say edus about a shtar. Okay, that's Gemara in Bava Kamma. But I could also say Eidus that I saw Eidus in Bezdin.
What's the score on not believing this person?
It sounds like Eid Mipi Eid. Right? If I say Eidus that someone else is an Eid and he told me, that's not going to be good enough. If I say someone told me something and he wasn't joking, he promised, he swore, I know he wasn't joking. That's Eid Mipi Eid. It's no good. Yet, if I say Eidus that I saw something in Bezdin, it's good. What's the Hesper? What? It's not Kami, but I mean that the Bezdin will chiker them. I say, I was a Bezdin. I didn't see Kamish Nechkaru, I saw Nechkaru. Yeah, it has to be that. I saw them say this, and they will chiker them. Well, if one person says it, you can't pass the moment it's based on that, you're right. We need two people who saw it. One person says it, he's like, they're an Eid Echad. What? Well, I had to see Nechgeridus of the Bez. I didn't see
the actual
Psaqdin. I didn't see. Well, if I saw the Psaqdin, I can say it's on the Psaqdin. Yeah, I guess I'm saying Eidus only on the Eidus. I'm not going to say this. The problem with this is that Taisis and Subis, when he brings this, he says it helps if you saw a shtar in which two Eidim signed. Let's say you saw a shtar which one Eid signed. Or better, two Eidim signed, one was Mekuyim. I saw a shtar, two Eidim signed. I know one signature was authentic. The other, I don't know. So Taisa says that's no good. No good. I have to say Eidus that I know both signatures in the shtar. So he could have a case like this. I'm Tiveyu. And I bring one live aid. Say, aid this day, I lent you money. I'm missing the second live aid. I have a shtar. Someone walks into Bezdin, and I don't have the shtar in front of me. I lost the shtar, got burned. Person walks in, he says, I saw the shtar, and I recognize one of the signatures. So now I have two aides. I have one live aid. And one person who's saying, I saw the shtar. It's no good. Doesn't work. It's a shtetitosis. Ksubis. It has to be, I'm saying Eidus on the two Eidim in the shtar. What's the Hesber? What? It's a chatzi davar. So every Eid Echad is also a chatzi davar. If I say Eidus, they're moving my money to Shimon. One Eid says it, that's a kula davar. It's just Eid Echad. If I say I saw a shtar and I saw one signature, it's a chatzi davar. Because what I'm saying is that half the shtar was good. Yeah, it was half good. Rav Shimon in the Shari Yashir is Masber Taisis. Rav Shimon is in Shar Zayin, Perik Tes, Dibra Masla Vihine Lefizeh. Not only is Masber Taisis, but he brings a sifin Shulchan Aruch Kiimu to say there's a makar for this in halacha. We have to wash this. You're going to pass him on. The Chayshim Mishpat and Siman Lamed Sif Yud Aleph. It says that if one aid came to one Bezdin and said Eidus, another aid came to a different Bezdin and said Eidus, it's a case. One aid said Eidus in one Bezdin, another aid in another Bezdin said the same thing. So So now they disappeared. Now they're not around anymore. The two Batei Dinim join the Mitzdarfin, and they could paskin together al pi d'shnei eidim. Now, how exactly that works mechanically, they sit down together, it's a bezm of six, I don't know. But as I state, Eidecha bebezm zeh, Eidecha bebezm zeh, it says, Yavai bezdin, Eitzel bezdin, the Yitzdarfu. To what they didn't could be Yitzdarfu. Zok de Ramon, Aval acherim sheshavu, Eidem yechayim Yitzdarfu. But if Eidem saw one Eidem, one bezdin, and one a different Eidim, so a different Eidim in a different Bezdin, so then it's not Mitzdarif, because it's only a Bezdin, and Bezdin is Mitzdarif. An Eid Echad who saw two Eidim, who saw one Eid, two Eidim saw a different Eid, they're not Mitzdarif. He's taking Shulchan up. Bit of a mystery, what's the guiding line? But the Taz says that's dafka, if two Eidim saw it in one Bezdin, and a different two Eidim saw it in another Bezdin. If the same two Eidim saw it in one Bezdin, and then they travel to the other one, they saw the second Eidim in the second Bezdin, that's good. Well, you're saying it's good, it's Kulei Dava, right? Two Eidim saw it in one Bezdin, the same two Eidim saw it in a different Bezdin. They can now say, I've got to say, they didn't see a Psak, because neither Bezdin could paskin, each Bezdin had one Eid. But two Eidim, who saw an Eid here and Eid there, I'm at Tzarif. Why? So Reb Shimon is masbir that Eidim have to say Eidis and a Dover HaMechayiv. Eidim have to say an Eidis that's Mechayiv. The Lom, this is Takal Tzchatzi Dover. But the guide of what Eidim have to say is enough to be Mechayiv somebody. Memela, our Tosis holds, if Eidim come into Bezdin and they say we saw a shtar with two witnesses, we saw a shtar, we recognize both Eidim, it's perfect, it's enough to be Mechayim. You have two Eidim shtachridus in the Bezdin. The Eidim have to say a davar Mechayim. If the Eidim say we only know one signature, they only know an Eid Echad, that's no good. Why? The same thing, when two Eidim say they saw Haggadah say this in Bezdin of an Eid Echad, there's nothing. It's not a Davar HaMechayiv. If they saw two witnesses, that is, it's a Davar HaMechayiv. So the Shita of the Reed, of this Tosis, is you must see a Davar HaMechayiv. Two Eidim come into Bezdin, each one says, I saw something that's Mechayiv him. It's perfect. What's Mechayiv him? Haydonis Bezdin is Mechayiv him. They saw the Alva, it's Mechayivim. They saw Shtar, it's Mechayivim. If they saw Eid Echad, it's no good. It's not a Mechayiv. They have to see a complete Dover HaMechayiv. Mepi Avaloi Mepi Ksava is Memayit if they don't say a Dover HaMechayiv. If they say we remember something, they don't remember it, that's no good. If they say they saw a good Shtar, that's a Dover HaMechayiv. And then they can say this and this. So the shita of the Ri is mepiyam aloy mepik savam. Taisa shita is mamayid very little. It's mamayid very little. Mepiyam aloy mepik savam is mamayid that the Haggadah say this can be written. It has to be baal peh. But once the Haggadah say this is baal peh, as long as they say a davar hamechayiv, it's good. They can say we saw it in shtar, say we saw it in bezdin, but they can say we saw it alone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they say. As long as they say a dover, that's Mechayiv, that's his mitzvah. That's the sheet of the week. So there are two chidushim here. The Piyah blood picks up. That they saw a shtar, they say this on the shtar, it's good, even if the shtar is destroyed. And if they saw Haggadah say this in Bezdin, they saw enough of Haggadah that's Mechayiv, that's good, that's adequate. If it's not a Dover HaMechayiv, it's sort of Chatzi Dover. None of Pisava. So Pisava is only Mamayit that you can't send the Haggadah in written. You can't send it in written. All Gemara says also that you can't be reminded from the writing. Just like when Bezin gets a letter, they can't pass it on the letter. If Aidim look at a letter, they can't say Aidim is based on a letter. The Aidim themselves can't say Aidim is based on a letter, even if it's their own letter to themselves. But if they're saying something that they know for sure, we know that there was a shtar, that's good. I want to give you a mashal. A mashal you'll all understand. I'm not sure if this psak is emes, but this is what I think. Don't rely on me for certain derisions, but someone calls me. He says, someone called me for shidduch information about Pliny. He asked me about the family. So he says, I know that everyone says the father is a crook. Am I allowed to say it? Oh, no, says the father's. Am I allowed to say it? So that's the answer. Can't say information unless you know it for sure. Right? And information, you have to know it. If you don't know it, you can't say this. So, what I tell the person is, look, you can't say the father's a crook, even though he's a crook. But, you should be allowed to say that people say he's a crook. You should be allowed to say. Now, if one person says he's a crook, that's real information. Let's say it's true, there's a coil, he's a crook. So you say, I don't know if he's a crook, I can't say this. But could I say information that people say he's a crook? It's logical that you could say. The condition of the Chafetz Chaim is that you only have to say things that you know. I don't know that he's a crook. I do know that people say he's a crook. Chayra that I could say. It's absurd. Maybe he's not a crook. It's absurd that people say he's a crook. They have to satisfy all the other conditions of Lashon Hara as well. But you understand the marshal, I think everyone can on the marshal, right? For me to say he's a crook, I can't say. For me to say that people say he's a crook, that I could say. Right? Same thing here. For me to say this, that Reuven went Shimon, I can't say it. I don't know it. I was reminded by a letter. If you have like big Saddam, I can't say he lent him money. Could I say that there's a shtar? That I know. I know there's a shtar. So I can say this, that there's a shtar. I can't say, hey, this, that wasn't the shtar, is true, that I have no idea. That's Kanish Nakuritus of the Bez, that's a din. That's Shita Sali.
It can't be made on Shabbat day themselves signed. It can only be made on Shabbat.
I think even what they themselves signed, they can say, hey, this. This exists a shtar with my signature, and I recognize my signature. And it says that Pliny stole from him, or that Pliny lent to him. That you could say. It's Kanish Nakuritus of the Bez. But to say that you remember it, you can't. Right, the Rif Lashon, when the Rif asked the Kasha on Agamara, he asked, Agamara says, Loipik Savam, Gemara says that you could say, Zek Sav Yadi Shal Abba. When you walk in the bed and say, Zek Sav Yadi Shal Abba, you also didn't see it. How could you say it? So the real answer, if you say, hey, this, that the incident took place, you can't do that. We say, hey, this, that there's a shtar, Kavishna Chreidus, and that you could say. You say, Zek Sav Yadei Shalaba, you say, hey, this, that there's a shtar. Not saying it happened. I don't know if it happened. I know there's a shtar, and that you could do. That's how the really resolves the issue. So, Mepi like Savim is Mamayit, that you can't write a letter to Bezdin, and you can't write a letter to yourself. You can't write a letter to anybody. Writing a letter is not that the incident happened. Shtar is a shtar. But you cannot say a fact happened because you know it through Aksav. Bezdin can't know it through Aksav, and Aidim can't know it through Aksav. They have to know from their own eyes. You're right. It comes out in the Taisus Pshat, the Milas in Taisus Pshat is that it's very logical. The Sarin is in the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Don't give the shtar to the witnesses because we're afraid the witnesses will see it, pretend to remember it, and say, I'm going to say this and that. Now, really, the witnesses are being foolish because they can really accomplish the same thing by going into Bez and saying, we don't remember it, but we have a shtar. And they would accomplish the same thing. So it's a vaytech shash. You're being chayshish. People are ashamed to say they don't remember. So they'll read it and they'll say, we were ki'ilu, we remember. Now, Gemara, it's a bit of a shvacha thing, yes? It's a funny thing. It's like we could have made a takana that let Bezdin explain to them. But we didn't make that takana. We say we're abolishing Shtarei Raya for Kiddush Nigid because of this tzar. It's taka in the Gemara, it's a small chasar. It might be Shchiach. Most people look at their notes or look at a shtar, remind themselves, or think they remind themselves, like I say, this and that. So that's what they were chayshish for. That's what comes out.
Do you remember a baby the last day of opening up the outside?
What?
Do you remember a part of the number of that last day of opening up the outside?
Well, chayra, they could say, we don't remember it, we have to remember it. We say this is a shtar. It's what they have to remember, best not throw out, and then this the best. Okay. And very often, if you ask me, say this on something, a wedding I was in, I can usually, let's say I can remember. I can remember. You ask me what the date was, I don't remember which date it was. I remember dates of things, I don't remember dates of things. So usually I come to bed and I'll say it. I'll say, when was it? Oh boy, I better check the shtar. So really, I can only say this on the shtar then. Because Eidus Yatir Chalazim is not Eidus. So I'd say this on the shtar, then it'll be Eidus on the shtar. On the Maisa, if you say Shvuazu, it's also good. Chayderzu, it's also good. So maybe. Usually, maybe you can remember Shvuazu or Chayderzu, but. Yeah. Alright, that's the read. That's Shita number one. Next sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. A couple of lines later in Taisus, I may read the Shomer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was the Ri's uncle, right? Correct. The Ri was Rabbeinu Tam's uncle. Sorry. The Ri was the uncle of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was the Enochel. And the Ri. Right, the Ri was older, right? What was Rabbeinu Tam's name? Yaakov, right? Why don't we call him Ri? Because his uncle was Ri. You can call him Ri also. You can get mixed up in Taisus. Right. That's why they call Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Tam. Yaakov Ishtam. Ishtam is also an Ishtam. They call Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't call him Ri because it would get very confusing in Taisus. Hard enough in the Gemara, you have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, you know. Okay. So I think that's why Rabbeinu Tam was the nephew. He's the one that got the Tam, and his uncle got the Ri. I don't know which one was the uncle. Taisus and Beya says, Adam and Beya says which one was the uncle. Where it says, like Malani, Levi, Lach, like Adivrei Doidi. So, I think I have it right. But anyway. At any rate, the Ri says he heard from Rabbeinu Tam the following Shita. And this is the most Mechudish Nika Shita in Piyam like Sab. Look at what he says. I may read the Shomer Rabbeinu Tam. Shonayigin Achshav. Shashalchin Ha'edem Eidusam B'Ksav Yodan Lebezdin V'loi Karinim Be'e Piyam V'loi P'Ksavam. Letters are acceptable. Yeah? You're allowed to have letters in Bez, and you don't have to come to Bez. Kivan Shem Zechen Edusa, on the condition that you remember the Eidus. If you don't remember the Eidus, that's a Piyam like Savan. If you remember the Eidus, letters are good. I heard the Talia Mishaor Zoy, Vim Loyagit Pratli Ilain, Shen Yochel Adaber. Gemara says a Gittin that a mute who can't speak can't say Eidus. Why can't he say Eidus? Let him write a letter. Let him write a letter. So Gemara says, "Shani Eidus, Rachman Apiyam Alayim Pik Savam." So we see Mamish Hakeret. We see that you can't write letters. And for Rabbeinu Tam, Shani Ilayim. Shein Roy Lahag. It's impossible for him to say Agada. Kedamino Kol Shein Roy Labila Bila Ma'akevus Pai. Anybody who can't do it, it's Ma'akev. Avol Achar Moyel Ksav Yodei Shezecher Eidus. Right, there's a rule in numerous places, cases in Shas, that you have to be right to do it, then you don't have to do it. Right, what's Bila? You know what Bila is? Remember? Mixing what? The oil and the flour. Right, you mix oil and flour, Belula Bashemen, mixed with oil. The Gemara says you don't have to mix it. You pour the oil, it's good enough. Gemara says that if you have more than 60 mana in a container, it's no good. So you can't mix. When you have too much flour, you can't mix it with oil. So Gemara says, what do you mean? You don't have to mix it anyway. So Gemara says, kosher roi labila, if you could mix it, ain't bila makeves, but it doesn't matter. Kosher ain't roi labila, it's not roi, then it's not. Same thing here. Zok Rabbeinu Tam. If you're right to say Agada Seydis, so you don't have to, you can do a Pishtar. If you're not right to say that Agada Seydis in Elaim, he can't do a Pishtar. Big sad. So Rabbeinu Tam, the biggest kula, you're allowed to send written Eidus to Bezdin. If you send written Eidus to Bezdin, that's good. Why does Mepiyam Belayim Tiksavim Memayit in Elaim? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, is the biggest kula. Rabbi Shimon points out that there's also a big chumra in Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says you could send a letter to Bezdin if you remember. Like Rabbeinu Tam, once you forget, it's too late. Even the shtar is no good. Once you forget, so how's that going to work? They say Bezdin can pass on the shtar. I don't think Rabbeinu Tam argues that. But for a person who doesn't remember on his own to say Eidus based on a shtar, that Rabbeinu Tam is masking is no good. To remind yourself of a shtar and say Eidus. It has to be Kivan Shazaycha Reidusa. But once you Zaycha Reidusa, so then you could say Eidus from Iksav. So it's a kula. But the kula has a contingency. And you can always say Eidus Iksav if you remember the Eidus. If you don't remember the Eidus. If you want to say, be Mekayim your signature. So you want to say that something happened, maybe the Kivan you could write. But you can't say, I've done this Eidus based on Mishtar Yisua Iksav. You have to go into this. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. These are the two Shitas that make Shtaris the best of all the Shitas. The sure third Shita is Rashi in the Balamar. Here in the Ketzais it's the first Shita. Now I can read the words to you, but it's not adequate to appreciate the Mesikus of this Shita. I want you to know from all the shitas, Rashi in the Baal Amar is the sweetest shita once you go to the Oimik of the Inyan. I'll read the words. It doesn't do justice. The words are the Ketzais. We have problems. Mepiyam v'loim piksavim. What's pshat? Zok shitas Rashi in Baal Amar. Kivin dein kais yishtar elam edasa mischayiv. V'yavim piksavim elam piksavai. Since you're writing it, medasa mischayiv. Okay, if no, you know what dasa mischayiv is? The shtar has to be written b'das hamischayiv. I told you a zillion times that Eidim in halacha is not like Eidim mahavdil in the United States of America. I can say Eidus on a loan. If you come to me, and you come to me right at the shir, you write on a paper, your name is Reuven, you say, Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, he asked me to sign. I could sign it. I never saw it. I never saw it ever. I can still sign. In America, that would be good. If I go to Bezdin, I say, to court, I say I signed it. They say, did you see it? I say, no, I didn't see it at all. That's not Eidus. In Halacha, I could sign a shtar. I didn't see the loan. I didn't even know what happened. I know you're alone. You come to me with a shtar that you sold the house. I could sign it. Did I see you sell the house? No. I didn't see you sell the house. I can sign it. What's the hesper? There's a din of Das HaMeschayiv. Das HaMeschayiv is the man who stands to lose by this shtar. Who stands to lose? The borrower. Who stands to lose? The seller. The shtar says he sold his house. The one who stands to lose is called Das HaMeschayiv. What makes a shtar is Das HaMeschayiv. The one who's mechayiv himself in the shtar. And Zok to Rashi the Baal Hamar, it's not Mepiyam V'loim Mepiksava, because it's Midas HaMeschayiv. It's a very technical answer. That Shtarais have Das HaMeschayiv, it's good. If I write myself a piece of paper to remind myself, that's nothing. I can't say Eidus on a paper, I remind myself. Even a Shtar I remind myself, it's no good. When a Shtar is Midas HaMeschayiv, that's good. What's the pshat? What? You could collect from Mishuvad, but then you need a kiyum on the signatures. It's true. If we want to do a trick to get to collect from the Mishayim, it's what's going to happen. Not sure what the answer is, but it does work that way. Shtar, how do I know it's not a shtar mugdim in a finance? I can only sell him what he gives me. Now, the Hesber, though, is a much tifer Hesber. Once you appreciate it, you'll see it's a Geshmak HaShita. I'll be Magdim in the Hesber, another rule that we had many times when we talk about Chayshu Mishpat. Let's say you're denying I owe you that you owe me money, and I'm angry. I'm good and angry. I lent you money, you're denying it. So I do is I take my cell phone, I set it on record, I walk over you in the street, and I say, you owe me money. And you say, I know. I say, why'd you deny it? You say, I don't have money. Now I go running to Bez and I play my cell phone message, and it's your voice, clearly, and you're saying, you owe me money. What's Bez going to do? You know what Bezin's going to do? I have two witnesses. I walk over in the street. I hide two witnesses hiding behind the wall. And I say, you owe me money. You say, yeah, I know. I bring two witnesses to Bezin. You owe money to me. What? What's the answer? What? The person could say, Mishato Yisibach, I was joking. I was joking. And he wins in Bezin. Right? Today in English they call it hearsay evidence. People schmoozing, schmooze. I want to get you off my back. You say, I owe you money. I owe you money. That's Bishata Hayisi doesn't work. When does it work? Either first Mishnah, and I think the Sanhedrin says, you can say this on Hidois Valvois. On Hidois with an Alan. On somebody who's Maida. When does it work? If I go over to you in the street, I take two witnesses. I say, owe me money. You say, it's true. I say, Atem Eidai. These two are my witnesses. Am I taking them to bed? And your Maida, after I say Atem Eidai, now you can't say Mishate. You say, I was joking. I told you I have witnesses. Then it works. That's Hoidois. That's Hoidois. Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Doesn't have to be in Bezdin. It could be wherever it is. That's Halacha Psuka. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a Din Halacha Psuka. Rashi and the Baal Amor come with an ingenious Shita. The other Rishonim look at Ishtar as a Haggadah Eidus of the two witnesses. Baal Amor says, no, it's not the Piksavam. Piksavam is possible. Eidus writes something, it's not a Haggadah Eidus. Ishtar works because it's a Haidah of the Mishayiv. This piece of paper is the Mishayiv being Maida. Witnesses wouldn't sign unless Ruvein said, I plan to sell my house. Unless Ruvein said, I plan to borrow money. It's a Haggadah Eidus of Ruvein, not of the witnesses. Witnesses b'shtar are never, ever good. Witnesses b'shtar never work. Witnesses b'shtar are no good. The Mishayiv, it's a Haidah. Every shtar is the Mishayiv being Maida that he owes money. Because we know, if they didn't give a shtar to the Mishayiv, and the shtar now is in the hands of the other person. It's an ansadi he gave it to him. He wouldn't give it to him without selling his house or buying or borrowing money. So it's mepik savai, b'loy mepik savam. Every shtar is a haidah of the mechayiv. Every shtar is a haidah of the mechayiv, and not a haggadah eidus of the two witnesses. Different than all the other rishayim. See, you hear what's going on? Like the Baal Amor and Rashi, a shtar is like a person in the street, he's made in front of witnesses. He says, Atem Eidai, it's good. Same thing. If I write you a letter, it says, I owe you money, Bezin throws it out. Mishata Yisi. But if I saw two Eidim on the letter, then that's Atem Eidai, say, Dosbaldi. The beauty of this Shita is that it answers all of the kashas on the other Shitas. There's a Chuvah in Oida B'Yehuda, Kama, Chayshu Mishpat Lamed, Oisir Aleph. He's coming there to explain the Chisrayness of all the Rishayim. He's talking about the Rambam, or Shtaris to Rabbanu. He's explaining why Shtaris can't be Haggadah Eidus. He has three major kashas. All three are answered like the Rashi in the Baal Amor. He says, how could you say Shtar is Nechkur Eidus and Bebezis, Haggadah Eidus? First of all, you're allowed to write a shtar by night. You're allowed to write a shtar by night. We had a Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Shtars can be written at night. Haggadah Seydis by night is possible. If you say writing a shtar is like Haggadah Seydis a Bezdin, how could you write a shtar at night? Second kasha. Shtar Mo'ucher is kasher. We know that if a shtar is predated, it's possible. If a shtar is postdated, you can't cheat anybody with a postdated shtar. Postdated shtar is a kasher. Frekta Night of Yehuda. Is Eidus Shi'ata Yochel Azima. Eidus on a shtar is Eidus that you can't be mazin. Because if you prove they were somewhere else on that day, they'll say, oh, it was a shtar mocher. So how could Eidus and a shtar be a shtar, be Eidus? It's a shtar mocher. It's Eidus Shi'ata Yochel Azima. Gevaldige kasha. Third kasha. There's a halacha that we learn from the pasuk, but who had bevalav? If I say Eidus against you, you have a right that I have to say the Eidus in front of you. Ever heard of that idea? Know the Bill of Rights? Anybody read the Bill of Rights ever? Huh? One of the laws, the basic constitutional laws in the United States, is the right of an accused to face his accuser. By law in the United States, you can't say testimony against someone anonymously. Someone's not willing to confront his accuser, the accused, he can't be a witness. There's a right of an accused to confront his accuser. Now that's a right in the Bible, in the Chumash. V'huad b'balav. I can't say Eidus unless you're there. It's a funny thing, the Gemara says in Kedushin, in Sanhedrin, that if you say Eidus against a cow, to give a cow Misa, they have to bring the cow into Bezin. V'huad b'balav. There's a din that whoever you say Eidus against has to be there. I don't know the logic of it. It's a Gemara. Somebody explains it. But the halacha is to say Eidus to be mechayiv an animal misa. They bring the animal to Bezin. I'm sure the United States doesn't work that way. In the United States, you can't give misa to animals. Huh? Could you? Maybe you could. Anyway, so the third kasha of the night of Yehuda is how can Eidus and Ishtar be an Eidus? It's missing Huad Bevalov. All three kashas are answered like this ingenious sheet of the Balamor and Rashi. A shtar is not a Haggadah Eidus. It's not witnesses. The witnesses are there, so you can't say Meshata Hayisi. But it's Mepik Savai. It's Haggadah Eidus of the Mishayiv. The Das HaMishayiv obligates himself. He is writing, I bear witness that I borrowed money. I bear witness that I sold. Why? Because I set up a shtar. Eidim wouldn't sign a shtar unless the Mishayiv is there. And Eidis Kemishtak Reidus of the Bez, and Eidis are considered solid Eidis. And the Meilid, that's a Mishayiv, is Mishayiv himself. He's Mishayiv himself. Now, you can't, if it's forged Eidis, it's not that's Mishayiv. The Eidim themselves, you have to be kind of signatures. And you have to trust that they're Gedolim, and that they're Napsulim, etc. But what? It's good witnesses? You can't say Mishata Yisi? Applies the peak savai, but like the peak savai. This is the sheet of Rashi, the Balamar. The Balamar is here. Not that I got it late, I would have read it with you inside. But that's the Shita, the third Shita, and again, the Tzais is the first Shita. And it's a Kishmaka Shita that all Shtaris are Dasa Mishayiv and peak savai. This answers a lot of things, even in Dasa Mishayiv. There's Rav Chaim on Dasa Mishayiv. He asks some two or three shtaris and shas that don't have dasa mishayiv. Shtar chalitza, I think, is one of them. A few shtaris that don't have dasa mishayiv. But see, this is good because it's not do what I've got to say this. And to say the peak savai, that you need. You need kenisha nechru to say that there's no mishata. The assumption, we always talk about kecha shtar, that we assume the Eidus are good, is what makes that there's no Meshata Yisi.
So what says in our Gemara?
So in our Gemara it's saying that when Eidim take a shtar, they say Eidus based on the shtar, we don't want to give it to them, we're afraid they'll say Eidus based on the shtar. Of course that's no good. Eidus based on the shtar is not good. There's nothing to do with when you have a shtar in the hands of the Malva, or in the hands of the Kaina, and people say Eidus, we saw the Ksav, that is good enough to be Mechayim. A shtar in the hands of the Eidim, that's not Ksavai, that's not good enough. So that's the three shitas. We still have left the Rambam shita, which we'll deal with tomorrow. Now the Rambam is in the beginning of Hilchis. There's a Reb Chaim on the Rambam. The Reb Chaim is the first one in Hilchis Eidus. There's also Reb Naftali in Ksubas Daf Chof. Both explain the Rambam. I'm not sure which one we'll go with tomorrow. Try to figure out which one I understand better, and we'll so with not with the Torah, whichever one you like. But we'll get to that tomorrow. Now, I do want, for some of you all wondering what's with the test, so I'd like to tell you the schedule for this week. We have this week, I have a wedding in Eretz Yisrael on Wednesday. It's Hashem that I plan to go to. And I have to apologize. Every time I go to Eretz Yisrael, I make sure I do things myself. Never tell anybody else to do anything. Whenever I go, I take a 1:30 flight from Newark. And we're able to have shiur till 10:30, and I make it there. By 11:30, I get on the flight. I told the person making the chasna to put me on the 1:30 flight, and then the 1 a.m. flight back. So he let me know that he did the ataiva, that he, instead of schlepping to Newark, he put me on the noon flight to JFK. The noon flight to JFK, unless everybody wants to come to shiur between 8:30 and 9:30, I'm not sure that things are going to work out to have shiur on Tuesday. Which means I'm probably going to miss Tuesday. It looks like I'm going to miss Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, what I'd like to do is have you take the Bechina on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever you like. Tomorrow, we're going to finish the Sugya of Pia Malayim Piksavam, at least as best we can, in one more day. And I'd like Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to leave a pile of test papers here in the drawer. Chazu as much as you want. The more you chazu, the better. Test paper is just going to be the photostats that I gave you. I'm going to just have three of the lines. I want you to tell me what's the machlekes rishayim, what's the machlekes acharayim. The purpose is not to have a long test. The purpose is to have a long chazara. I'd like you to take the test. When we finish with it, just stick it into my Gemara. And it's Hashem. I'll come back on Thursday. I'll have nachas. I hope all of you will chazar and do it. You have the test before you. On your sheets, there are, what is it? Nine sugyas. I'm going to give you three of them to tell me the machlekes rishayim, machlekes acharayim. That's all. There'll be enough gemina between them, and that's in Yitzhak Hashem for coming attractions, and after that, Yitzhak Hashem will be for that.